Meatloaf took the words right out of my mouth. Wonderful stuff, Jim Steinman. There's a man. We're talking about music earlier on. We had many a long pop quiz with Jim, only at night because he doesn't come out by day. As we know, he's a creature of the night. Someone that would know that and knows everyone because she's worked with them all. Queen Cher, Roger Daltrey, Jeff Beck, Patti Russo, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you very much, yeah.
Good, good, good.
So, working with all these great people, now come on, who were the nice guys? Who were the really good guys that you loved?
I honestly, I have to say all of the above.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got, you know, funny stories, great stories with each and every one of them. Surely do. Yeah.
Well, Jeff Beck is one of the funniest stories because people always say that Jeff was the blueprint for Nigel Tufnel in Spinal Tap.
He's a funny guy. Jeff is hysterical. And he actually calls me Mrs. Turpin because I guess I do the Turpin eyes or whatever. And he's like, Mrs. Turpin. So every time I see him, I have to do Mrs. Turpin.
But he is one. It's strange to say he's underrated. But, I mean, as far as the public are concerned, generally, you know, they think, oh, Jeff Beck, yeah, hi-ho, silver lining. But, of course, I mean, he's one of our finest guitarists, one of our greatest guitarists, but also in terms of public acclaim, a little bit of a recluse in some ways because you never see. I mean, I did a concert last year. We did a small concert. He turned up and played out of the blue.
Well, that's what he, you know, that's him.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure that the one day we were all getting ready, we were rehearsing to put together the for the Freddy for a Day, and we all had finished and all decided to go to the pub and walked around the corner, went into the pub, and I can only imagine the barkeeps in the pub just seeing Brian, Roger, Jeff walking in, you know, just casually strolling in, you know, even passing by the people on the streets must have been like, what? Did I just, you know, did a double take and everybody's necks are cracking. Yeah. They're awesome. I still don't believe I've worked with them, and I still don't believe I can call them my friends.
Yeah, you know? And Queen, of course, wonderful. We were saying the other day, I did the last ever interview with all four of them called Queen for an Hour at the BBC with all four. And they were always great. And, of course, when we did Pop Quiz on TV, Roger was always on. He was on every few weeks with Rog. He was always on.
He's funny.
He's great.
They all are. They really are. They're amazing. I am blessed.
Yeah.
I am very lucky. Yeah.
I'm working with Brian May tomorrow night at the Royal Albert Hall.
Ooh.
He's on there, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Aha.
And I have to say that it's a charity that was started 275 years ago by Handel. And when you look at the picture of Handel, you look at Brian May, you think they could be related.
I'm going to have to check this out. You're crazy. Yeah. Oh, good one.
So you're out on the road doing your own thing. Is this
getting ready,
we're
going to
get some stories? We're going to get some funny tales?
Yeah. Everything's a story. Everything's a song.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, I can't believe that this is actually happening, quite honestly. And it's happening really fast, so scrambling as we speak. But I'm excited. I'm so excited. It's just everything has lined up perfectly. And I've got a great, crazy bunch of guys backing me up, which is the SAS band, which is Spike Edney. Spike's All-Stars.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
well,
Spike,
there we are. You can't go wrong, can you?
I know. Spike is, I mean, obviously Spike is going to be out on the road pretty soon with the other lot. So, I'm going to have a blast. It's going to be good, good fun. I can't wait. You coming to the gig?
Well, the great thing about the SAS band is, you never know who's going to turn up.
I know. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, but you know you're going to get good ones.
Oh, yeah. No, not those little smushy. I hate that.
No, you're going to get good chocolates for the SAS band. That's for sure. I know people like Tony Hadley always enjoy getting up and playing with them, and Roger and everybody. Yeah, it's a good a good working unit. Well,
I know. Yeah. I know. Like I said, I can't believe the stars have all lined up, and it's perfect. It's great. I'm excited to do. There's a lot of these songs that I've never performed live. So just one of them was Bring Me a Bible and a Beer was the only song that I've actually got a chance to perform live. So it'll be nice to it's nice to see these other ones come to life on stage.
So what sort of stuff are you going to be doing, songs for the people you work with?
Yeah, I'll be doing, I'm calling it my little antipasto platter, shall we say. So we'll have little bits of meat, little bits of, all of the above, as well as my own songs. And it's going to be good fun. Yeah, I can't believe it's happening. Pinch, pinch. It's really
going on. I love
it, but
it's enthusiasm. You're enthusiastic and passionate, which is lovely.
I am so stoked, man. Yeah, I can't believe it. You know, it's like I said, I feel like I'm walking around with a bunch of little genies in a bottle, and I keep getting these wishes, and they just seem to, they're unfolding, and they're happening, and it's like, psh, psh, psh. It's magic.
It's like it reminds me of the Roger Moore autobiography that's coming out later in the year, and you know what he's called it?
Mm-mm.
One lucky bastard.
Oh, well then I'm one lucky bitch.
So kicking off at the Brook at Southampton on the 10th of April, then Birmingham, Sheffield, Oxford on the 19th, Brighton, Leicester, and Islington.
I know. I want more.
Yeah, well, you can have more. That genie says you can have another wish.
I know. I'm sitting here talking to the genie, and I just keep them coming. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, we'll chat some more in a moment. We're going to play Killer Queen, because, of course, you played the character of Killer Queen in the Las Vegas version of We Will Rock You. We'll chat some more in a moment with Patty Russo.
Thank you.